the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Okay, as I get older and get into the swing of things, I think I'm becoming more of a Steve Jobs. I wear the same things. I purchase things in multiple colors just to make life simple. And when we're going to Disneyland, picking out what to wear is maybe one of the hardest things for some of us. So today we're going to talk about what to wear with the kids, what the kids want to wear, and we'll save what we should wear for another time. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Julie from Mom Rewritten.
We're so excited to have Julie with us today. She is one of the four co-founders of Disneyland with Kids. And if you've listened to some of our episodes in the past, I am sure her voice sounds familiar. She is at Mom Rewritten, as she mentioned, and she is a pro at dressing for the parks and dressing kids for the parks. So we're really excited to dive into this today. Now, Julie, the first thing I want to hear is what has been your strategy when you are dressing your kids for Disneyland, or also allowing them a little input, because we know as they get older, they want a say in what they wear.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when you're packing for a Disneyland trip, it's all about comfort over everything. You can choose the cutest outfits, but if you or your children are uncomfortable, you're not going to feel your best. You're going to be feeling weird all day long. And you just really want to make sure that you're choosing comfy clothes that your kids will actually wear. So, you know, choose breathable fabrics, pay attention to the weather, and just pick items that your family's actually going to wear. Sometimes that means you're going to pick things out of the closet that you already own. Sometimes you're going to buy some new things, but I definitely suggest letting your kids have input into that, because you put something in the suitcase and bring it with you, chances are they're not going to want to wear it.
Yes, I have had that experience so many times, and it's different with each kid. Like, my girls would love to be surprised with a new outfit the morning of Disneyland and be excited to put on something brand new. But my son wants to wear the shorts he wears at home, the ones he knows how they fit and how they feel. When we buy new clothes to this day for my son, they sit in his closet or in his drawer for like 5 months before he decides that he's going to wear them.
So he really has to work himself into that for sure. He needs some input. And my daughter's the same way. I can pack whatever she would wear it. She's thrilled when I surprise her with a new princess dress or something fun. But yeah, my son wants to make sure that I'm not packing a pair of pants that are too small that he still has hanging in the closet just because.
Right. So I love how you said to pack stuff that's comfortable. So comfortable for them, right? Because these are things that they're sometimes used to wearing. I also like, if it is something new, to probably wash that at home beforehand. So it's softer, maybe a little bit more flexible. It's in your detergent. It smells like home. And it just brings a next level of that comfort for the kids.
Yeah, and you kind of can't go wrong with just a cotton t-shirt. Really, you know, a cotton t-shirt, even if you buy it off the shelf at, you know, at Disneyland, you can't go wrong with that. It's great, nice short sleeves for the weather. You can just wear it with a hoodie or something like that. Most kids are totally okay with a cotton t-shirt.
Right. So when you are bringing your kids, what's your typical, like, standard of what you like to put them in and what you guys decide together?
Well, I usually kind of go matchy-matchy just because I think matching outfits are a really good way to keep track of people. And so for me, my kids don't mind kind of coordinating and matching. Plus, they look better when there's a little cohesion in photographs, you know, and people aren't wearing mismatched patterns or clothes. Then you have a cohesive look in your photos. So I usually go for really bright colors just because it makes it easier for me to find my kids in a crowd or, you know, if your kid gets separated from you, you know, they're wearing that really bright orange shirt or something really, really bright and colorful. So I have, you know, special places that I shop that have, sizes from very small to adult. And then I can match, you know, all my whole family kind of in a similar color or pattern, you know, a bold stripe or just a really bright color. That's usually what I'm going for. And then just whatever comfortable shorts that they want to wear on the bottom that, that match, or my daughter will often wear, you know, princess dresses and things like that. But for my son, he wants to have, you know, his comfortable socks, his comfortable shorts, and then just a matching shirt with his sister sometimes.
Okay, cool. So are there any of those places that you can recommend off the top of your head that you're talking about getting like coordinated things?
Yeah, I like primary.com. They're reasonably priced. They've got great breathable cotton fabrics, great sizing, and like I said, bold stripes, very colorful, very bright. We do a lot of primary.
And do they have the adult as well, or are those just kids?
Yeah. Yeah, they have coordinating t-shirts for the adults. I have like every V-neck in every color from them because they're very inexpensive. And then I can match my kids and we go to the parks and we'll coordinate together.
That is so cool. And I've seen your pictures on your website. And I know a lot of times when the kids are wearing those outfits and things that you've got from primary.com, and they always do look really great in pictures. And it's not like things that I've seen a lot at the parks or even just in everyday wear. So it's also a little bit unique. We had done a lot of Old Navy stuff in the past because they do have those family type of coordinating outfits as well. I really like that. So since we've already started talking about matching family outfits, that is a huge thing at Disney. A lot of people like to get coordinating / matching shirts on Etsy and things like that and go with a theme. Some people have like princess on one shirt and then everybody else has princess security, or they have like a Mickey face with mom and dad and birthday boy or whatever. But what are some of your tips for matching families or things that you like to coordinate?
Yeah, if I could ever get my husband into a coordinated shirt, I think I would have thought I had died and gone to heaven, because my husband will not ever wear anything like that. But maybe for the rest of us, we could try it sometime. But I do see them in the parks, and it's a really great way to keep track of your family members or celebrate a special occasion, like you said, like a birthday. You know, everybody in the group's wearing them, and sometimes they're tailored from the Disney store or just like in the parks, you could buy the same shirt and everybody could wear them, you know, the one with the Mickey Mouse on, just the standard. But it's nice to have everybody kind of matching. I think it's a lot of fun. I've seen people, you know, like at the at Goofy's Kitchen wearing all their matching shirts, and it looks really cute in photographs, I think, especially with your family memories. And it's a great way to just celebrate something special.
Definitely. And they've come out with a ton of coordinating or matching lines at the Disney store. They do have that online, DisneyStore.com, where you can look for matching outfits. There's this really cute sweatshirt right now that I have. It's just a simple Mickey with that says Disneyland, but they sell it in a bunch of different colors too. So you could do something like that where you're wearing blue, they're wearing yellow, whatever the color scheme is, or you guys could all go for the same one. And I've seen those in sizes from infants all the way up to adults. And those infant like little sweatshirts are so cute.
For my grandbaby.
No, they're just irresistible. I'm like, what babies do I know that can wear this little sweatshirt? It's so cute. So a couple things that we do want to get into beyond what to wear and your basics are costumes, dressing up. Tell us a little bit about that at Disneyland Resort.
Yeah. So if you're a child and you're under 12 years old, you can wear a costume. You know, unfortunately, if you're an adult, you can't, but there's kind of some workarounds and we'll talk about that. But yeah, kids are encouraged to, you know, dress in costume if they want and wear them into the park. And of course, Bibbidi-Bobbidi Boutique is in the inside Disneyland, and you can buy costumes and dresses and accessories there. And we can talk about Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique if you're ready about that. That's like an in-park makeover. So, you know, the kids can go in, get their hair done, get their makeup, their manicure, lots of other little fun details and charms and on their faces. And then, of course, they sell the costumes in there. And that's a, you know, can be a significant upgrade. Yes. I've always just bought my dresses for my daughter ahead of time and just had her wear them into the parks.
Yes. And you have a full article on different places to buy those type of Disney-esque princess outfits, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I can share that in the notes.
We definitely will. Yeah. So those cover all kinds of, if I'm remembering right, from like really frilly, extravagant, detailed type of princess dresses to a more just simple dress that emulates that princess. So yeah, you can
my daughter's got like an over-the-top Cinderella dress with a full crinoline underneath it. It's velvet. It's really heavy. It was pretty pricey, but definitely not as pricey as the ones that they sell at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So
interesting.
You can consider that. I mean, dresses that you're going to find in shops, you know, outside the theme parks are always going to be, you know, a little bit less expensive. So I definitely encourage that. You know, buy things before you go. You can just bring them in. You don't even have to wear them in. You can bring them in, have for change at the shop, and then, you know, you can even pick up some accessories or some little details there in the shop to complete your outfit if you felt like doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And comfort there, I'm assuming, is going to be a big deal as well. I know a lot of little girls like to wear something underneath, whether it's like leggings or maybe even like a long sleeve shirt, depending on weather wise. Because some of those dresses can be itchy and things like that. Another great point as to buying those beforehand to make sure like that it's
look for things that don't have tons of tulle in places where it's going to be touching the skin. So anything like on the sleeves or around the neckline, that can be really particular, you know, with kids that are uncomfortable with that, or tons of glitter. That's another thing. We don't buy anything with glitter because it ends up everywhere. It's like in people's eyes and in their hair and everything that you put in your backpack, it's going to be covered in glitter. So we don't buy anything that's crusted in glitter, but there's some really beautiful, comfortable dresses. So definitely look for the ones that are more comfortable. I buy them from Taylor Joelle online. Only Little Once is another one. That's where the big ball gown is from that we have, the Cinderella dress. And there's a lot of great places on Etsy. And I outline a lot of those in that article that you mentioned.
Perfect. And also inside Disneyland, they do sell knights and prince outfits. And of course, they're just so adorable. The other day, there was a little prince just all dressed up with his cape and prince outfit, and we're waiting for the parade, and he wanted to be the parade before it started, so he kept running out, and it was adorable. There are so many options, but what about if I want to be the princess? What do we get to do as parents?
Well, just
for adults.
I hate to break it to you, but only kids are permitted to dress in costume. So adults can wear costumes. Yes, exactly. They can wear costumes during special events like Oogie Boogie Bash. That's Disney's Halloween party. So for most adults, if they want to dress up, they go with what's called a Disney bound. And that's essentially a way of dressing up using your regular clothes, but to represent favorite Disney characters. So this could be as simple as wearing red with white polka dots to look like Minnie Mouse, or tiger stripes to be Tigger. But some guests really go all out with their style, and it's super creative. You can get really creative. Sometimes you might see somebody and not really know what the character is until they tell you. But it's all about using colors and patterns, accessories, just basic styles, and in very creative ways to develop a unique look.
Okay, so that's called Disney bound, or Disney bounding, where people use what they have And they're not necessarily always obvious of who they're dressing like, but that sounds really fun. And I've seen that done really well, especially when it's in groups or couples. So like the other day I saw a couple dressed as Judy Hopps and Nick from Zootopia. So if you think about what Nick's wearing, he's wearing a collared shirt and a tie, and she is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like, the girls will wear, like, a collared white shirt with, like, a denim-ish or bluish, like, vest or something.
Oh, cute.
And then they add the ears to it, like the Judy Hopps ears. And you see that, and it's more recognizable as that couple, but they're not in a full-out costume. So it makes it really fun. It's almost like a hidden Mickey game when you see, oh, I think they're Disney bounding. And then you go, that kind of looks like Winnie the Pooh. Oh, yep. There's Eeyore and Piglet and Tigger.
Yeah. And we did that. My kids and I, that's the only Disney bound that we've done. I had like a pink striped shirt. And so I did Piglet with some pink pants. And then my son dressed all in blue. And then he was Eeyore. And then my daughter had like a romper that was mustard yellow. And then she just wore a red tank top over the top. And she was Pooh Bear. And people that's did recognize how what we were dressing. It was very basic, very simple, but some people can really go over the top, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I am all here for it.
So that's a way for us to do costumes while following the guidelines of the parks. And there are some guidelines with costumes as well. Like you mentioned ages, and then there's different things like no masks, covering your full face. But those are all things that you can find on the Disneyland website under the costumes guidelines. So we have just a couple minutes left, and we want to hit on a couple things not to wear. Tell us, Julie, what should we not be wearing in the parks?
Don't wear new shoes. Don't wear new shoes. Always choose shoes that are comfortable and broken in. And if that means you just get them, you know, a few weeks ahead of time so they still look new, just make sure that you've worn them a few times. Make sure they're comfortable. They're not going to give you blisters. And please, for all things, do not put your kid in those plastic princess shoes. Those are not meant to be worn on a day when you're walking in theme parks. And I have seen little girls shuffling around in those little plastic princess shoes. It always makes me so sad because I know that they're just so uncomfortable. So always break in your shoes.
Yes. And we know kids can be very particular. And when they have that princess dress on, maybe they think the only way to do it is with those plastic shoes. Yeah. I mean, I have a time or two had specific shoes that need to go with this outfit. And you know, you go out with your friends, you go out to dinner or whatever, and you're just regretting it the whole time. But those kids insist on the shoes, maybe we make a bargain and we say, we'll bring those to put in the locker. And then we're going to do a princess photo shoot in front of the castle or wherever. But then afterwards, we're going to have those go back in the locker. And you could even do that with the frilly gown, you know, if you are worried about it getting damaged or anything like that.
Yeah, that leads into what I was going to say next, too. I mean, bring a second outfit. I mean, if your kids are all dressed up, after a while, they're going to get tired of it. I mean, getting in and out of rides and things in big tulle dresses or something that might be overly hot or just bulky. Always bring at least one outfit for them to change into, especially if you're going to be there all day. Just have a locker, put something that they can change into away for them. Definitely always have
super easy to clothes. Do. About $10 for a locker rental, and you can go in and out of it as much as you want for the day.
And then lastly, don't bring accessories if you do not want to carry them around all day. I mean, it's great, the royal scepter, the big hat, or what, but if it won't fit back in the backpack or it won't go in the locker, you're not going to want to be carrying that around all day, no matter how adorable and how much it matches your outfit. Just don't even bother. Don't bring it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even with just the Minnie Mouse ears, you know, if each of my girls is bringing one and I know they're only going to wear them for photos or for an hour or two during the day, I need to make sure that they know at their age that they're going to be the ones carrying those.
Yeah. I know my daughter wanted a big cowgirl hat with to match her dress, Jessie dress. And I said, no, because you're not going to want to hold it on rides and it's not going to fit in the behind the seat thing. And no, we're just not even going to bring.
Good choice. So lots of good tips, lots of good places to go to look for what you're going to be wearing to the parks. And of course, consider the weather in all things. Check your weather app a week, a couple days before. But one rule that never goes wrong at Disneyland is layers are your best friend. And speaking of best friends, we have our best friend in travel, which is Getaway Today. You can book discount Disneyland tickets through our special link, which is even cheaper than Disneyland and cheaper than going directly through Getaway Today. So what you want to do is go to disneylandwithkids.info/book. That'll take you right to the page you need with all the discounts loaded. And we will see you real soon at Disneyland.